When Paul described the censure of his gospel preaching in Acts chapter 20, he said that he was testifying to all people, both Jews and Greeks, repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, repentance is really a simple term. It's a simple concept, and it simply means to turn. It means to turn from one direction in another direction, and as used in the Scripture, it means to turn toward God, turn to God, turn from whatever way you're facing and turn toward God. You start walking toward God. So repentance is a turning toward God with the whole self, so that one's whole life is oriented and directed by a living worship of and a living relationship with the one true living God. This is what we were created for. This is the way life was meant to be. As we turn away from this, as we move away from this, over time our lives become more and more discombobulated and broken down. This is what Jesus came to restore, this relationship with God, so that all life falls into the proper place. And this turning toward God goes hand in hand with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is Jesus who makes it possible for us to be reconciled to God, to be restored to the relationship of being sons and daughters of God and walking in that light. God sent his Son for that very purpose. Jesus died and rose again so that he might deliver us and the whole world, indeed, from the grip of Satan, from the grip of sin, and from the grip of death. Thus, there can be no true turning toward God apart from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, faith is more than an affirmation that certain facts are true. James tells us that the demons believe in the sense that they know the facts about God and the gospel. But that's not something they embrace. That's not something they receive. That's not something they take to heart. That's not something that orients their lives. Faith is embracing Jesus and his atoning death and his triumph in resurrection, his triumph over Satan, sin, and death. It is the embracing of Jesus, the casting of yourself upon him as the sole ground of salvation and as the sole Lord of heaven and earth. And just as there is no true turning toward God apart from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, so there is no true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ apart from turning toward God and thereupon being oriented toward him in the whole heart, the whole mind, and the whole life. Now, that doesn't mean that your life is straightened out right away, because we start, repentance and faith is a moving thing. It's an active thing. You don't stay in place and turn toward God and believe. You walk. You move. You walk toward God. You walk with God. And so it is a direction of life. It is an orientation of life. And while repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ enters our life at a particular point in time, it doesn't end there. This is an ongoing day-by-day thing. This is a way of life. Because as fallen sinners, even in a redeemed state, even as we're walking with God, we can find ourselves in any given day. Maybe we aren't turned all the way around facing away from God. Maybe we aren't walking away from him. But we find ourselves, we're oblique toward God. We're not turned completely toward him. We're facing off in this direction, or we're facing off in this direction. And so it is a daily Christian practice of listening to God in his word, going to him in prayer, and always turning toward him. However many degrees we have to turn, reorienting ourselves day after day and moment after moment in orientation toward him and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is exactly why John the Apostle wrote to Christians and said, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. If we say that we have not sinned, we're making God himself a liar. But if we confess, and confess is part of turning toward God, confess means to agree with God. You can't turn toward God without agreeing with God. And if you agree with God, then you will know that you're not without sin. Not ever. At any moment. But the good news is, when we agree with God, when we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is our promise in the gospel.